Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for your presence in our lives and in our situations. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for making us to grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual understanding of your will and ways. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all the miracles you have done for us in this season. Thank you for impossible things you have made possible. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs you have given unto us. Thank you for doors that were closed by the enemy, but you opened them. You opened those closed doors by your mighty hand, and you give us progress and prosperity. Father, we are so grateful for all the wonderful things you have done for us. Thank you for spiritual blessings you have sent into our lives. Thank you, Lord, for physical blessings we have also received from you. Oh God, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your faithfulness toward every one of us in this ministry. Thank you for taking good care of us. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for breaking limitations that the enemy have set on our ways to stop us from rising and progressing. Thank you, Lord, for new beginnings you have given unto us. Thank you for a new season of glory and greatness and dominion and victory you have brought down upon each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for more miracles you are still going to do so that our joy can be full. Thank you, faithful Lord. Be thou exalted, be thou magnified forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you on behalf of every family that is present in this ministry. Even those that are distant, but they are still connected to us. They still receive our messages and they still follow our prayers. Thank you for every family that is connected and part of this part of this ministry. Thank you for every individual also. Thank you because you have great plans for every one of us. Thank you because you are taking us into a bright and glorious future. Oh God, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I am asking that as we would be spending time to pray in your presence, even to seek you concerning issues in our life. Lord, I ask that you show us mercy tonight. Lord, visit us in your mercy. Touch every one of us in your mercy. Meet us at the point of our needs. Give us breakthroughs and victories. Surprise us with miracles. And do for us what is beyond our expectations. Thank you, Father, because I know you shall do great things. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And I strongly believe that the hand of God shall touch you and shall visit your life tonight. In Jesus' name. We're going to take some worship songs, and after that, we would go into the prayer points. Let's sing the song together. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, Jehovah, we praise you. King of Israel, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you. We praise your name, Jehovah, we praise you, Jehovah, Jehovah, we praise you. King of glory, Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, we praise you. God, we praise you. King of Israel, God, we praise you. King of universe, God, we praise you. You are welcome. You are welcome into our midst. Lord, you are welcome. Jehovah, you are welcome. Almighty God, you are welcome. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Lord, your majesty, divine authority, hallowed be your name. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you glory, Lord God Almighty. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Thanks, thanks, oh Lord. We give you thanks for all you have done. Thank you, Lord. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. We give you all the thanks. Thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done in our lives. We are so glad our souls has found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Yeshua, I'm Messiah, a Lion of Judah. Hagune Chimba, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Chimba. Yeah, the meaning of the song is Jesus, the Christ, Yeshua. HaMashiach means Jesus, the Christ. And then Agune Chimba means the lion that watches over the universe. Yeah. Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Chimba, King of the whole world, Yeshua HaMashiach. We praise you, Lord, Lion of Judah, Hagune Chimba, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Chimba, King of the Universe, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Hagune Chimba. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want us to begin to worship the God of heaven and the earth. Worship the Rock of Israel. Worship the I Am That I Am, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lion that watches over the entire universe, the Rock of Israel, the Rock of Ages, the King of Glory, the Almighty God. I want you to worship Him, not because I'm telling you to do that, but because you love Him and because you are here to praise Him. Begin to worship Him. Say, Father, I worship you. King of Glory, I worship you. Lord of Hosts, I worship you. Miracle Worker, Mountain Mover, Way Maker, Ocean Divider, Sea Divider, the Lord God of heaven and the earth, I worship you, Father. There is none like you, Lord. There is none strong. There is none as strong as you. There is none as wise as you. There is none as powerful as you. You destroy your enemies just with the brightness of your presence. You consume all the forces of darkness just with the fire that comes out of your mouth. Lord, we worship your majesty. There is none greater than you. There is none mightier than you. Your word destroys sicknesses and diseases. The declaration of your word breaks in pieces barriers and bondages and limitations. Your light consumes all forces of darkness. Father, we worship you. You are the one who speaks and it comes to pass. You are the one who shuts doors and no one can open. You are the one who opens doors and no man can shut it. You lift up a man and no one can bring him down. And you bring down a man and no one can bring him up. Father, we worship you. We praise you, Father. Our help is in your hands. Our food is in your hands. Our survival is in your hands. Our blessings, they are in your hands. We thank you, Lord, because we can trust in you. We thank you because we can believe in you. We can depend on you, for you are a faithful God. We worship you, Lord. Be glorified forever. Be praised forever. Be magnified forever. Let your glory fill the earth, and let your name be highly exalted, far above the heavens and the earth. Thank you, Lord, for who you are in our lives. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for what you have determined to do in our lives. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have worshipped and praised him. Amen. I welcome every one of you once again to the Lord's presence. And we are going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your unlimited love and mercy you have toward me and my family, toward me and my household. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your unlimited love and mercy you have bestowed upon myself and my family. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to give God the thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you for unlimited grace, unlimited favor, unlimited love and mercy you have lavished upon my life, upon my family, upon my household. Thank you for this great love. Thank you for this great grace. Thank you for this great mercy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Who am I among multitudes of people all over the world? Who am I to be separated to enjoy your mercy and love and greatness and grace? Who am I to enjoy all these benefits you have sent into my life? Lord, I am so grateful, for I do not deserve all these things you are doing in my life. Thank you for your mercy you have bestowed upon my life. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we are still going to continue with the verses in Psalm 68. But before we go to that place, you're going to pray some prayer points. You're going to place your right hand on your head, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine touch. I receive divine touch for the divine touch of breakthrough, divine touch of deliverance, divine touch of healing. I receive divine touch right now from heaven, from the Most High God. I receive divine touch right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Place your right hand on your head and begin to say those words. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine touch on my spirit. I receive divine touch of God on my soul. I receive divine touch of God on my body. I receive divine touch of God. I receive divine touch of breakthrough. I receive divine touch of deliverance. I receive divine touch of healing. I receive divine touch of revival. I receive divine touch of transformation. I receive divine touch of awakening. I receive divine touch of strength, of strengthening in the name of Jesus. I receive divine touch of empowerment. empowerment from the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. As you're praying that prayer, God is touching you. God is touching you. Begin to pray. Say, I receive divine touch of breakthrough, of success, of excellence, of uncommon favor. I receive divine touch of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I receive divine touch of progress in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, send help into my life for my rising to where I'm supposed to be by now. You're going to say, Father, send help from your throne in heaven into my life for my rising to the place I'm supposed to be by now, to great places I'm supposed to be by now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, send help as you have said in your scripture in Psalm 21, yeah, that you will send help to me from your sanctuary. Lord, send help into my life for my rising. Lord, send help into my life in the name of Jesus. Send help into my life in the name of Jesus. Yeah, it's in Psalm 20, not Psalm 21. Psalm 20 verse 2. The Bible says, send thee help from the sanctuary. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Begin to pray, say, Lord, send me help from your throne in heaven. Send me help from your throne in heaven. Send help unto me for my rising. Send help unto my life for my rising, that I may rise from where I am now to where I'm supposed to be by now. In the name of Jesus. We are supposed to be at financial level, where I'm supposed to be at ministerial level, where I'm supposed to be at marital level, where I'm supposed to be at our spiritual growth, at the level of spiritual growth, where I'm supposed to be in success, in greatness. Lord, send help for my lifting into places I am supposed to be by now. Lord, please send help into my life. Please show me mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, look upon my life and rebuke stagnation in my life. Remove stagnation in my life. You know what? Stagnation means that you are just at one point and you are not moving forward. Many years come, you are just at that same point and you are not moving forward. So you're going to say, Father, rebuke and remove stagnation from my life. Move my life forward. Everything that I've there is not moving in my life. There is not moving forward in my life. Lord, move them forward by your mighty hand. Begin to pray. That's the prayer point. In the name of Jesus. Father, rebuke stagnation. Rebuke stagnation in my life. Rebuke and remove stagnation from my life. In the name of Jesus. Rebuke and remove stagnation from my life. Separate from my life every spirit of stagnation. Every spirit of stagnation. Every spirit of stagnation. Every spirit that has shut down my life to a certain point and nothing is changing, nothing is progressing, nothing is moving. Lord, separate such spirits from my life forever. Rebuke and remove stagnation from my life, from my calling, from my destiny. Let my life experience a glorious shift. Let my life experience a success shift, a shift into success. Let my life experience a shift into greatness. Let my life experience a shift into breakthroughs and new beginnings. Lord, rebuke and remove stagnation from my life. I believe you pray that prayer. I decree over your life, as many of you hearing the sound of my voice right now, that the hand of God, as it is stretched forth right now over us in this meeting, the hand of God rebuke and remove stagnation from your life permanently right now in the name of Jesus. That spirit that is attached to your life, causing stagnation, I curse that spirit. I decree that such spirit die right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, how will I put this prayer point? Yeah, let me just put it the way it came to my spirit. You're going to say, Father, load me up with enough strength to overcome tough battles of life. Or you can say, fill me up. Or you can say, endow me, endue me with enough strength to face terrible battles of life and win them. To face strong battles, to face the strongest battles of life and win them all. Father, load me up with supernatural strength for great victories at this time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Load up my spirit with supernatural strength. Lord, load up my spirit with supernatural strength, with prevailing strength to fight and win terrible battles at this time. Strength to fight and defeat terrible forces of darkness at this time. Lord, load me up with strength for great victories at this time. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And then you're going to pray this last prayer point before we go into the verses in Psalm 68. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, break in pieces every ancient barrier that have been set on my life from childhood. You can say, Father, by your mighty hand, break in pieces every ancient barrier, ancient limitation that have been set on my life from birth to cage my destiny, to stop my rising, to stop me from fulfilling my calling. Lord, break that barrier right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray with the whole of your heart. Ancient barrier that have been set on my life from birth to ensure that I don't fulfill destiny, to ensure that I die without making an impact in my generation. Ancient barriers that have been set on my life to ensure that I don't ascend to the position God have ordained and destined for me in this world. Father, break them in pieces by your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Every ancient limitation, ancient barrier that have been set to stop me from becoming who God have sent me into this world to become, break now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're going to open your Bibles to the book of Psalm 68. Verse 6, it says, God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Say, God setteth the solitary in families. Yeah, what does it mean? The solitary means the lonely. Yeah, God give them families where they can have fellowship with, you know, with people of like passion, where they can have fellowship with people that matters to their lives and destinies. Yeah, so God puts lonely people in families. He puts lonely people among men and women that will help them, support them, comfort them, and work together with them to achieve success in life. You're going to pray. I believe we're in a season where God wants to connect us with people that matters to our destinies, with families that matters to our destinies. Not the kind of people you have been knowing before, but a new set of people. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, set me among people that matters to my calling and destiny. Connect me with people, families that matters to my calling and destiny, people that will assist me to become who you have sent me to the world to become, people that will support me to achieve great success on earth. Lord, set me among those people. Connect me with such people and families. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, set me, O God, among people, among families that matters to my destiny. People, families that you have ordained to help my life rise to the place of greatness and glory and honor. O God of Israel, pick me up and set me among those people. Miraculously connect me with those people. Miraculously help me find favor in the sight of such people. Miraculously, Lord, bring such people into my life. Let such people begin to have passion and love for my life. Lord, set me among such people. You have chosen to work together with me to fulfill the calling and destiny upon my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You need to understand that if you don't have the right attitude, you might not meet some people. You might never meet some people in your life if you don't have the right attitude. Yeah. If you don't live by certain principles, if you don't live, if you don't live certain lifestyles, you might never meet certain people that matter so much to your destiny fulfillment. So you're going to pray. What I'm saying is that it is why you are living that kind of life that you will meet those people. Because in the realm of the spirit, like things attract each other. Like things attract each other. So if I have a virtue, I am likely to attract someone else that have similar virtue that I have. If I have an attitude, I'm likely to attract or to be attracted to another person that have similar attitude that I have. So that is how divine connection happens. Yeah, people with same heart, they attract. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, set in my life right attitudes, right lifestyle, right behaviors. Set in my life right habits, right attitude, right behavior, right lifestyle. Yeah, that will enable me to be attracted with the right people that matters to my destiny fulfillment. Open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah. I believe you will understand the prayer as you pray, as you begin to pray now. Begin to talk to God. Say, Lord, set in my life. Put in my life. Impart into my life. Right character. Right attitude. Right habit. Right behavior. Right lifestyle. That will enable me to be attracted to the right kind of people and families that matters to my destiny fulfillment at this time. Lord, set in me such attitude. Thank you, Lord. Shabita Gesujanilibalha. Set in me the right spirit, a right heart. In the name of Jesus, set in me right heart, right spirit, right nature, right attitude, right behavior, right character, that will attract me to the right kind of people. You want me to walk with in life and destiny. Lord, put those virtues in me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it says God set the solitary in families. Yeah. Another way of looking at this is when God suddenly make you accepted in places you have been rejected. Yeah, in places that you are lonely. Though there are people with you there, but nobody wants to work with you. Nobody wants to help you. Nobody wants to support you. Yeah, though it's normal. It's normal, especially when those people, they are not believers and they are evildoers. They don't have the Spirit of God. Yeah, it's normal to be. It's normal to be lonely among people that you must not have anything to do with them. So it's normal to stand out from such people. Yeah, but it's not normal when you are among some people that should actually accept you, or when you were rejected in places you should be accepted. So you are going to pray and you're going to say, Father, put your favor upon my life that will make me accepted. That will make me accepted in places I have been rejected. Say, Father, put your favor upon my life. Put a strong favor upon my life that will make me accepted and approved in places I have been rejected and disapproved. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, hashtag Naksashetelabala. Kihade Krija Naktesujelihada. Lord, put upon me a strong spirit of favor. A strong spirit of favor that will make me accepted and approved in places I have been rejected and disapproved. In the name of Jesus. In places you want me to be accepted, Lord, put upon me strong spirit of favor to be able to have a home in such place, to be established in such place. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says that God set the solitary in families. He set the solitary in families. Yeah, what we can also bring out from that verse, is that God give you assistance. Yeah, God give you assistance or support from many people to achieve a goal, to achieve a good cause. You know, it means you receive support from many people to achieve a good cause. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by angelic intervention, mobilize people that will support me, assist me, and sponsor me to achieve good goals, to achieve great success, to achieve the vision you have given to me. Lord, mobilize such people by angelic interventions. Or open your mouth and begin to pray like that. She has nashigelegela. In the name of Jesus, mobilize by your mighty hand people that will support my vision till it is actualized and till it succeeds in the earth. Lord, by angelic interventions, mobilize such people into my life. People and families that will back me up with everything they have and with everything they have. People that will support my vision, support my mission, support my projects, support the assignments you have given to me. Lord, mobilize such people into my life. Mobilize such families into my life. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, men and women that will support, assist, finance, and sponsor the vision I have to fulfill on earth. Men that will support me to achieve good goals on earth, to achieve good cause on earth, to fulfill calling and destiny. Lord, by angelic interventions, mobilize such people and families into my life. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, God setteth the solitary in families. He setteth the solitary in families. Yeah. What it also means. Those families could also mean brethren. It also means Christian believers. Yeah, Christian believers. I believe we are in a season where where God wants us to have fellowship. Yeah, we're in a season where God is initiating fellowship among brethren. I mean, some group of people just come together and starts, studying the Word of God together, praying together, fasting together, doing all manner of prayers, intercessory prayers, warfare prayers together. Yeah, so I believe we're in the season where God is uniting people together. Yeah, people that are born again, people that are believers, genuine believers. So you're going to pray. I'm not just talking about churches like you going to the right church. I'm talking about you having fellowship among fellowship with brethren, fellowship with fellow believers. Yeah, you're going to pray. We used to have this thing many years ago in the history of the church. We used to have believers that would come together, they would form a group, and they would share the Word of God together. They would do things that would edify each other. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like friendship, but a fruitful friendship. a friendship that is centered on the things of God's kingdom. So you're going to pray for such kind of fellowship. Yeah, you don't have to be a pastor, you know, to gather those groups together. Yeah, every one of you, nobody have to be a pastor among you. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. This kind of fellowship doesn't mean that somebody have to be the pastor, somebody have to be the leader. Everyone is the leader in this kind of fellowship. It's different from the one in the church. What I'm talking about now is different from the one in the church. Of course, that one too is a church, because a church means a gathering of believers. That's the meaning of a church. But I'm talking about fellowship that could happen inside your house. Yeah. So you're going to pray. I believe you will understand as you pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with Christian believers that will help my knowledge of God to grow. Connect me with Christian believers that will help me to grow in the knowledge of you. That will strengthen my spiritual life. Christian believers that will add virtue to my life. Christian believers that will add wisdom to my life. That will add understanding to my life. Lord, connect me with such believers by your mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray. Say, Lord, join me with Christian believers that love God. Christian believers that are on fire for God. Christian believers that have the power and the presence of God with them. Lord, join me with such believers that I may be sharpened through their lives. That I may learn through what they have learned from you. That I may through them grow in divine wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and revelations of Jesus Christ. Lord, connect me with such people, men and women, who have the Spirit of God in them. Men and women that are being led by the Spirit of God. Men and women that have truths that I need to hear about, that I need to know about. Lord, connect me with them. Wherever they are, all over the world, connect me with such people. In the name of Jesus. Men that we had, that would transfer fire into me. Men that while I am with them, I am strong, I am empowered, I am edified. Lord, connect me with such people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says that God set the solitary in families. Yeah. What you can also get from that passage, or from that verse, or from that sentence or statement, is that God would welcome, God will make, how will I put it now? God will make you to be welcomed, and not only that, some group of people just come and welcome you, but now they honor you. You know, just like David was. David was alone in the forest, in the wilderness, and then they came, or they sent for him. They sent for him to come. And then he was honored because he was anointed king of Israel. Yeah. He was anointed king of Israel. Maybe, I think he was anointed like 3 times as king. Samuel anointed him. And then later, he was called upon again to become the king of Judah. And later, he was called upon again to become the king of Israel. Yeah. So you might feel like nobody knows you. You might feel like you're on your own. You don't have anything. You don't even have access to some organization or some companies. Yeah. You might feel like you cannot attain certain position of leadership. Yeah, but God has a way of arranging a call of honor that they will just welcome you like that. And then they will say, we have prepared this place for you, this position for you. Come and stay there. Yeah, that's another way of seeing that verse where it says that God set the solitary in families. Yeah, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, let me receive a call unto honor in places I don't deserve to be honored. In places I don't deserve to be honored. Lord, by your mercy, let me receive a call unto honor. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. It could be a job you don't deserve. It could be a job you have applied for and you don't even deserve it. But suddenly they called you and they said, this is the position. Talk to God. It could be many things. It could be a leadership position that you don't feel you qualify for. And then they call you and say, come and take this position. Talk to God. Say, Lord, by your mercy, let me receive a call unto honor. A call unto honor. You said in your word that you set the lonely in families. You set the lonely among people. People that welcomes him. Lord, let them call me to honor me. Let me receive a call unto honor in places I don't deserve honor. In places, thank you, Lord, I don't deserve to be honored. Lord, show me mercy and let me be called from those places. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. Now, if you look at the other portion of that verse, it says that he bringeth out those who are those which are bound with chains. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. So meaning that God sets the prisoners free. That's what it means. God bring out those that have been enslaved because of his greatness in power, because of his greatness in might. You're going to place your right hand on your head. Thank you, Father. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, bring me out of every captivity of darkness that have prevailed over me for years. bring me out. I want you to pray this prayer with desperation. Yeah, with desperation. Say, Father, bring me out of every captivity of darkness that has prevailed over me for years by your mighty hand. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, by your mighty hand, bring me out. Spirit, soul, and body, bring me out. Bring out my spirit. Bring out my soul. Bring out my body from every ancient captivity of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every captivity of darkness that have prevailed over my life for years, Lord, bring me out of them. Right now, in the name of Jesus, bring me out of them. Bring out my spirit, bring out my soul, bring out my body. In the name of Jesus, every ancient captivity that have lasted for years in my life, Lord, bring me out of them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, use your rod of iron. Use your rod of iron. Yeah, because the Bible says that Jesus shall rule with a iron hand. Yeah, he shall rule with a rod of iron. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, use your rod of iron to break in pieces every chain of darkness that have tied down my life from progressing in destiny. Use your iron rod, your rod of iron, to break in pieces every chain of slavery that have tied down my life from progressing in destiny. Lord, break those chains in pieces right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray. Use your iron rod to break in pieces chains of slavery on my hands, chains of slavery on my necks, chains of slavery on my legs. Use your iron rod to break them in pieces right now. Thank you, Father. Your rod of iron, Lord Jesus, use it to break chains of slavery that have tied me to a position for many years. Use your rod of iron to smash them in pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you prayed the prayers with seriousness. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. It says, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. And when God is highly exalted in the midst your captivity of victory and deliverance is certain when God is highly exalted, when God is magnified in the midst of your captivities, victory and breakthrough and deliverance is sure. Yeah, I'm going to pray. You need to have a nature of praise. It's very important to have real victories. You need to have a nature of praise. You need to be somebody that praises God, irrespective of situations you find yourself. You need to be a person that dances. Only you. You don't have to be in the church to dance. Only you in your house. Only you in your room should pick up a song of praise and begin to praise God and begin to lift him up and begin to magnify him and begin to highly exalt him and begin to dance. Only you. Yeah, so you need to have that kind of nature if you want to experience real victory at this time. So you're going to pray for that nature. You're going to say, Father, I'm speaking from experience. Yeah, there are some victories you will never have until you praise God. No matter how hard you fight that battle, the victory will never come until you praise God. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, impart into me the same nature of praise that the angels have in heaven. The same nature of praise that is inside the four living creatures, inside the 24 elders. The same nature of praise that is inside the angels in heaven. Lord, impart into me that same nature of praise, that I may praise myself into victories. Open your mouth, or maybe I should say that I may praise you till I experience victories. Yeah, that's the way to put it. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, put upon me nature of praise. Put upon me nature of praise. Impart into my life nature of praise to be able to praise you, to be able to magnify you, irrespective of my situation, irrespective of what I'm going through, irrespective of my downfall, irrespective of my defeat, irrespective of my hardship, suffering, pain, setbacks, disappointments, failures, irrespective of whatever I am going through. Lord, put upon me the divine nature of praise. Thank you, Father. The nature that will enable me to remember praise, to remember to praise you. Even if the whole world is falling apart, give me such nature at such a time like this. Give me such nature. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. It says, he bringeth out those which are bound with chains. That is Psalm 68, verse 6. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your fire locate every demonic bands holding my finances. senses captive. Let your fire locate every demonic banks holding my riches and wealth captive. Let your fire locate them now and break them in pieces and release my finances in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let your fire visit every demonic banks, wherever it's located, holding my finances captive, holding my riches and wealth captive, holding my treasures captive. Lord, let your fire locate such banks. And let your fire release my wealth and finances. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to speak prophetically into your life. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy opening of doors. I prophesy opening of doors that would lead me, that would take me into the place of success and victory and breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Opening of doors that will lead me to the place of dominion. I prophesy, let doors open now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So in the name of Jesus, let doors open for me. Let doors open for me. In the name of Jesus. Doors that will lead me into success, breakthroughs, victories, dominion. Right now, let them open for me. Thank you, Lord. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, every door that will take me to the place of success and greatness, open now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy that they open. I prophesy opening of doors in my life, opening of doors in my career, opening of doors in my ministry, opening of doors in my calling. I prophesy opening of doors that will lead me to greatness and dominion and success and victory right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, it is done. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your mind let your mind merge with my mind till my life is perfected in your will and purpose. You're going to say, Father, merge your mind with my mind and make my life perfect so that my life can be perfect in your will and purpose for my life. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, merge your mind with my mind. Merge your mind with my mind for perfection that I may be perfect in your will, that I may be perfect in your plans, that I may be perfect in your purpose. Let my heart merge with your heart. Let my mind merge with your mind. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. And then you're still going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, let your will be enforced above my own will. Yeah, say, Father, use your mighty hand to enforce your will above my own will, to enforce your will over my own will. In the name of Jesus, such that whether I like it or not, I do what you want. So, Lord, use your mighty hand to enforce your will over my will, so that I can fulfill destiny, so that I can become who you want me to become. Or open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, enforce your mind over my mind. Enforce your will over my will. Thank you, Lord, that I may please you at this time, that I may walk in the path of fulfillment of destiny, that I may do things that will take me to where you want to take me in life. Lord, enforce your will over my will. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And you are also going to pray. It says, "He bringeth out those which are bound with chains." You're going to pray. It's possible for you to be deceived and you don't know. Yeah, it's possible that you have believed a lie and you don't know. It's possible that what you are doing and you think it's right is actually very wrong and you don't know. Yeah, and there is nothing. There is nothing that wastes destiny as being deceived. Yeah, there is nothing that, you know, that wastes the destiny of a man as that man being deceived. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every web of deception I have been entangled in. Say, Father, by your mighty hand, deliver me from every web of this deception that have entangled my life. Yeah, deliver me, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray. She had it. Deliver me, Lord Jesus. Deliver my soul from every web of deception. What I think is right, but it's wrong. Lord, deliver me. What I think I'm doing right, but it's wrong. Lord, deliver me. And let me not waste my life and destiny in deception. What I have believed to be true, but is a lie. Lord, deliver me. In the name of Jesus. Shine your light and let me realize the truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, shine your light upon my heart and let the truth deliver me from every web of deception. What I think, it doesn't matter. What I think is not a problem. And I am wrong. Lord, please deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it says that God brings out those who are bound with chains. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every bondage of witchcraft and sorcery. Every bondage of witchcraft, sorcery, magic that is holding my life captive. Deliver me from such bondage right now. Every bondage of witchcraft, sorcery, magic that is holding my destiny captive. Lord, bring me out of such bondage right now. Or open your mouth and begin to pray. So Lord, bring out my life. Bring out my destiny from every bondage of witchcraft and sorcery and magic and spells and enchantments right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bring out my life. Father, bring out my destiny. Bring out my calling from every bondage of witchcraft and sorcery. Thank you, Jesus. Bring out my life. Bring me out. Bring me out. Bring out my life from every bondage of witchcraft and sorcery and magic and enchantments and divinations right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, it says that, it bringeth out those which are bound with chains. You need to understand that people that are bound with chains, they can't free themselves. Yeah, people that are bound with chains, it's going to take another person to free them. They themselves, they cannot free themselves. There are some bondage that you might be able to come out by yourself, you know, by being able to do certain things, by being able to press certain buttons. You might be able to come out yourself. But there are some bondage that you cannot come out by yourself, no matter how hard you try, except there is divine intervention, except God intervene, except God intervene. So you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, release your power and anointing into my life. And let every chain that has refused prayers and fasting. Yeah, there are some chains of slavery that have refused prayers and fasting. You have fasted, you have prayed, but it will just stay there. It will not break. Yeah, it will not break. But when the mercy of God comes in, it will break. When God intervenes from heaven by mercy, that chain will break. So you are going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, release your power and anointing into my life. and let every chain of slavery, every chain of darkness that has refused fastings and prayers, let them break in pieces right now. If you care to break out of such of those kind of chains, then you will cry out with desperation, and you will pray this prayer with all of your heart. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, release your fire, release your power, release your anointing to break every chain of slavery in my life that I've refused several prayers and fastings. Lord, do it now. Let your fire break them in pieces now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Right now, in the name of Jesus, power fall from heaven. Lord, release your power. Release fire from heaven. Release anointing from heaven to break every ancestral chain of slavery that have refused prayers and fastings for years. Thank you, Lord. Break them in pieces right now. In the name of Jesus, break them in pieces. Father, break them in pieces. Send fire. Send power. Let them break in pieces now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your chains is broken in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the greatness of you manifest in the midst of my negative situations. Let the greatness of you manifest in the midst of my oppression and troubles and sufferings, and let there be instant miracle in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So, Father, let the greatness of you appear suddenly in the midst of my oppression, in the midst of my thick darkness, in the midst of my slavery, in the midst of my suffering. Let the greatness of you appear right now in the name of Jesus, and let there be instant miracle in the name of Jesus. In the midst of my sickness, in the midst of my disease, let the greatness of you appear right now, and let there be instant miracle in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. I have said it here before, that there are levels of God's presence, or there are levels in God's presence, or maybe there are diverse kinds of God's presence. Yeah, there is a presence of God that automatically ends slavery, suffering, bondages, diseases, sicknesses, diseases. There is a presence of God that once that presence appear in your life, or you happen to find yourself in that kind of presence of God, then it means that you cannot be sick anymore. It means that your problem will end instantly. Yeah, that is why Christians are supposed to be seekers of God's presence. You're supposed to be seekers of God's presence. You're supposed to be someone that can bring down God's presence. Yeah, and that is what we call the glory of God. The presence of God is also the glory of God. Yeah, so you're going to pray. There's a presence of God that is missing in your life. You might be feeling a presence of God. Yeah, of course. Maybe when you're singing worship songs, you can feel God's presence. Yeah. But there are different dimensions of God's presence. There is the presence of God, and when it appears in your life, then everything in your life changes instantly. Yeah, I mean instantly. Everything changes. Everything turns around. Yeah, that is why Christians are people that should be seekers of encounters with God. Christians are people that should be seeking God for encounters, to have special encounters with God, special visitations from God, because every of those encounters will change your life. Yeah. Yeah. Not that you are just seeking God for physical things, when you're supposed to be seeking for His presence. Because those physical things you're looking for they are all in the presence of God. Let me put it that way. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, enthrone in my life a powerful dimension of your presence that ends all manner of captivities in my life forever. I know what I'm talking about. You're going to say, Father, enthrone in my life a powerful dimension of your presence that terminates forever all manner of captivities in my life and destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. Just say, enthroned in my spirit a powerful dimension of your presence that permanently ends all manner of captivities of darkness. In the name of Jesus, Father, enthroned in my life, enthroned within and around me, a powerful dimension of your presence that ends all manner of oppressions and witchcraft and slavery and weakness. In the name of Jesus, enthrone such presence with me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah. We have seven more prayer points, and then I'll be praying for you. You know, in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible says, "Our God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and power. And He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him." I have also said it before. that the secret behind all the miracles that Jesus performed, it wasn't just the Holy Ghost and the power. The secret was in the last five words in that verse 38. The last phrase. Yeah, if it is a phrase or a clause. Yeah, I don't know, but those five words that says, "For God was with him." For God was with him. Those five words, they were the secret behind all the miracles that happened, in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. And this continued to be the secret behind all the miracles the apostles experienced or demonstrated. Yeah, you're going to pray. There is just one God. I believe you know that. And that is the God of Israel. Yeah, but the way he is with us is not the same. The way God is with me is not the same with the way he's with other people. The way he's with other people is not the same with the way he's with me. Yeah. So the way God is with people is not the same. So because it depends on God is not partial. In the realm of the spirit, you reap what you sow. You get what you deserve. Yeah. So there are people that are seeking God passionately every hour. So the way God will be with those people is different from people that, you can hardly find God in their thoughts. You can number the time God appears in their thoughts. Yeah. So you're going to pray. My point is that you cannot have a powerful presence of God if you are not a seeker of God. If you are not someone that is always seeking God. So you're going to pray. We have prayed this prayer before. Yeah, but maybe many of us did not actually yield to this message when I raised that prayer. That's why the Holy Spirit is bringing it again. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me. Help me to have a heart that seeks your presence. Help me to have a heart that seeks to be with you all the time, not to be with people. Now, some of you like to be with people than to be with God. Yeah, and that is not me. Yeah, I don't like to be with people. I like to be with God. Whenever I'm with people, it's because God wants me to be among them at that time. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me a heart that seeks your presence all the time, in every hour of every day, a heart that is never satisfied, a heart that is never satisfied without your presence. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Mash the nasekimish the tara, a heart that is not comfortable until it is in your presence. A heart that is not comfortable, that is not satisfied until he has entered into the depths of your presence. Lord, give me such a heart that desires to be with you always. He had a desire to talk with you always. He had the desires to hear from you always. He had the desires to learn from you always. Lord, give me such a heart. Give me such a heart. Give me such a heart that is so full of hunger and thirst for your presence. Thank you, Lord. A heart that is always beholding you, beholding your face, beholding your glory. Give me such a heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 6 more prayer points. Yeah, the reason why I changed the prayer from deliverance prayers, yeah, is because there will not be a complete deliverance if your life is not rooted in God's presence. You cannot have a real deliverance. If you are delivered, it might just be for some few months. And then after that, the captivity will come back. Yeah, it's not a cause. That is how things are in the realm of the spirit. Yeah, so that's why I changed the prayer. Yeah, because without you being rooted in God's presence, you cannot have a lasting deliverance. It's not possible. Yeah, it is not possible. So you're going to pray. Yeah, anything that is taking you out of God's presence is your greatest enemy. Even if it is yourself, anything or anyone that is taking you out of God's presence is your greatest enemy. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, separate me from everything and everyone distracting me from seeking your presence, from focusing on your presence. Deliver me from everything and everyone distracting me. Thank you, Father. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, those things, let them be permanently removed from my life. Thank you, Lord. Whatever is in my life that is distracting me, shifting my focus from your presence to other things in the world, Lord, let that thing be taken away permanently from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have 5 more prayer points. And I believe you also know that you can't talk about God's presence without talking about holiness and purity of heart. You cannot talk about God's presence without talking about having a spiritual mindedness. Yeah. Yeah. They are all connected. God cannot stay in a place that is stinking. God cannot stay in a place that is so dirty, so polluted, so carnal. God cannot stay there. God cannot stay with you when your mind is not spiritual, when your mind is not heavenly, when your mind is so polluted and full of lust and pride and bitterness and anger and unforgiveness. God cannot stay with you with such kind of mind. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, let holiness and purity prevail in me. Let holiness and purity prevail in me. In the name of Jesus, let sinful nature die. Let Adamic nature die. Let self die. Let flesh die. Let worldly nature die. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let holiness and purity prevail in me, in my feelings. Let holiness and purity prevail in my emotions. Let holiness and purity, thank you, Lord, prevail in my character, in my attitude, in my behavior. Let holiness and purity prevail in my dressing, in my physical dressing. Let holiness and purity prevail in my manner of talking, in my manner of speech. Let holiness and purity prevail. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have four more prayer points. You're going to pray for your family. You're going to pray for your family. I mean, whether you have children or not, whether you're married or not, I'm sure you belong to a family. Yeah. So you're going to pray for your family. You're going to say, Father, let the plan of the wicked one for my family fail in the name of Jesus. You're going to say, let the plan of the wicked one concerning members in my family, concerning other people in my family. You can mention their names. Let the plan of the enemy fail concerning the lives of these ones. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the plan of Satan, the plan of kingdoms of darkness, fail concerning my family. Let evil plans fail. Let plan of destruction fail. Let plan of incurable diseases the enemy have for my family, let it fail. Let plan of untimely death fail. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every evil plan the kingdom of darkness have for my family, for anyone in my family, for my spouse, for my children, let all of those plans fail right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive authority to command my results in the place of prayer. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive divine authority to command great results, to command victorious results in the place of prayer. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive divine authority. I receive divine authority to command great results, to command results of progress, to command results of healing, deliverances, victories, breakthroughs. I receive the authority to command such results in my life, to command such results through prayer and fasting in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, forgive and deliver me from every habit and behavior that I have that is not pleasing in your sight. I'm going to say, Father, forgive me and deliver me from every habit and behavior that I manifest that is not pleasing in your sight. Lord, forgive me and deliver me from such attitude in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver me from every attitude, behavior that I have that is not pleasing in your sight. Forgive me of these habits and attitude and deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Every unclean attitude, unholy attitude, ungodly lifestyle that I have that is, you know, chasing away your presence from me, that is disqualifying me in your presence, that is